On Bentley University Week, there's even more plastic in the ocean than we think. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Betsy Stoner, assistant professor of natural and applied sciences, details how microplastics are affecting our seas.
Microplastics, or tiny fragments of plastic, are now everywhere, from the water we drink to the very air we breathe. A growing body of literature has described how microplastics may enter coastal marine and estuarine ecosystems, especially due to their close proximity to human activities. However, more research is necessary to describe the fate of microplastic in marine animals that live in these systems, and the implications this has for marine community and ecosystem dynamics. Jellyfish are often considered nuisance animals by humans, but in reality, they provide numerous ecosystem services, such as acting as prey to commercially valuable fisheries. Microplastic contamination of jellyfish could have implications for the health of jellyfish and the role they play in coastal ecosystems, but scant information exists on this danger. Our research provides the most comprehensive data set to date on microplastics from coastal jellyfish. Most notably, we documented a high presence of microplastics from jellyfish, in particular microfibers coming from clothing, though microplastic densities differ based on the location that the jellyfish were collected from. The jellyfish we studied are bottom dwellers and rarely move. As such, these jellyfish may accumulate microplastics and may help indicate microplastic hotspots, or places where plastics are most abundant in the ocean. This is important because it may allow resource managers to more effectively manage and prevent plastic pollution in marine ecosystems.
That was Betsy Stoner of Bentley University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.